I'm Aaron Pednati, and today I'm interviewing Jamie Stevenson, the founder of Tech Valley Game Space, a nonprofit that encourages grassroots game development around the Capital Region, about the history and nature of the organization and his role in bringing it into being. Jamie, thanks for coming on the program today. Good to be talking to you.
Great to be talking to you.
So to start, I want to ask you about your own interest in games. Can you tell us about yourself in that regard?
Sure. So I grew up playing games from an extremely young age. I think my first video game console was the Nintendo Entertainment System, tried and true, when I was about 5 years old. And yeah, I've always just been fascinated by games. From a really early age, knew that I want to make them and make this sort of my career and just something I would do creatively throughout my entire life. And so that's what I've done. I've just pursued that. I went to university for a game design and development degree, got my first game industry job right here in Troy at First Playable Productions when it first started up, over a decade ago. And I've worked in games ever since. So it's going on, must be 15 years now. I'm losing track, working as a game designer and a developer. And I also make games independently, sort of my own projects on the side in addition to my professional life.
So what in particular made you feel like there was a need for something like Tech Valley Game Space?
Well, having grown up in the Capital Region and having grown up knowing that I wanted to make games, you know, I had looked around and always wanted to sort of find a mentor or find somebody locally that I could talk to sort of figure out how I could start taking some steps to move towards my goals. And at the time, you know, really the only thing that I was aware of happening locally was that Vicarious Visions was a local game studio that I had heard about. So I ended up actually in high school wandering into their offices sort of unannounced and speaking to the first person that I saw there and just saying, "Hi, I'm an enthusiastic, you know, high school student who's interested in working here one day. What should I do?" And they were extremely gracious and, you know, took the time to answer my questions and encourage me. And just that little bit of encouragement and just, you know, I knew in the abstract that this was a possible thing for me, but I think when you grow up in a region that isn't necessarily known as a hub for something like game development, it can still feel a little bit like difficult to evaluate how realistic this is as a dream. But it is realistic. You know, there are increasingly a lot of paths into the games industry that weren't available even back at the time that I was doing that. So there's university programs locally like RPIs, GSAS, Game Simulation Arts and Sciences, I believe, program. But I still felt like there was a bit of a gap. There are tools now that have proliferated for game development that are so much more accessible than ever before, many of which are free. Things like Construct, Twine, RenPy, Scratch. These tools that are available that even schools, you know, any school with computers could be setting up and having activities in. And I think that the tools actually for game development have outpaced the awareness of them among educators in the K-12 space. Like, not completely, but in my view, there's no reason at this stage why everybody shouldn't have the opportunity in school to create a game in the same way that everybody gets introduced to, you know, creative writing as a concept and these sorts of things. Why not have people have a chance to try out game development? So I'm very passionate about that. And one of the things we try to do at the Game Space is fill in some of those educational gaps at the moment informally, both at our space and by going out to local schools. And that's something I'm very passionate about.
So can you tell us a little bit about the history of the organization and its growth over time?
Sure. So we started back 4 years ago at this point. So back in 2014 in October, and we initially started as a meetup group. So I had just returned to the area after living in Scotland for 5.5 years and working for a couple of game studios there. And I knew I was coming home. I was very excited. My heart still is here in the Capital Region. And I wanted to take some of the sort of lessons I had learned from being over there in Scotland and kind of bring them here and use them to sort of bolster our game development community and make it better. So the place I was living was called Dundee, Scotland. It's a very small city, sort of post-industrial economy, and had a lot of similarities to the Capital Region to me as somebody who grew up here, in that they had a sort of manufacturing base that their kind of primary employment industries, they had to find some replacements for those. And they're sort of in this post-industrial place now, a comparable size population to like a city like Albany. But Dundee really has a flourishing game development scene. It's really an established part of the creative economy there that employs a substantial number of people. And it's just sort of recognized and known, like people know it's a game city, you know, and they're quite proud of that. And that's something that, you know, I've always just wanted to see, how can we get to where they are? You know, it seems like a next step that's possible for us to get to here in the capital region. And that's important to me. So I decided that I wanted to start up this game space. There's a lot of precedent for this. I'm not like a pioneer in this regard. Buffalo Game Space was extremely inspirational. There were sort of these similar concepts of game spaces popping up all over the place. And essentially, they all have different flavors and different focuses. But the main idea is they're co-working and community spaces where game developers can come together and support each other. And that's something that in the capital region, it's hard sometimes for game developers to find, I thought. So that's what we've tried to do. We started as a meetup group and very quickly moved into this very small office on River Street in Troy. And we've just kind of grown from there. So we spent our first year in that little tiny kind of shoebox office, but it was perfect for us at that stage. Kind of outgrew that. And ever since then, we've resided inside the Center of Gravity. And the Center of Gravity has been very supportive of our mission since the start. So while we're separate organizations, we're very happy to, you know, it's a perfect fit.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the relationship between Tech Valley Center of Gravity and Tech Valley Game Space?
Yes, absolutely. So Tech Valley Game Space is an independent organization. We're a nonprofit organization that's completely separate from Center of Gravity. But yeah, for the majority now, the past 3 years, majority of our existence, we have been co-located with the Center of Gravity. So we have, we're a member-supported organization. That's part of how we sustain ourselves. And we've always been a co-working space since the beginning, kind of co-working space specifically geared towards game developers and their needs, and people in related fields like digital media and web development and things like this. So we found that it was just a very perfect marriage of Center of Gravity at the time was focused on the makerspace aspect, but they were very interested in expanding into co-working. And we had sort of an established set of members and community there. So when Center of Gravity moved into their new location, we had been talking to them since we had started. They actually helped us find our initial separate, smaller space. So we've been, you know, friendly organization since the beginning. And now we're at a point where there's a lot more kind of cross-pollination just because we're in this shared space. So a lot of our community consists of people who are very well versed in software development, but the makerspace at Center of Gravity, they have people who are into like so many different cool things that, you know, to do with just sort of physical manufacturing, which our membership wouldn't necessarily have gravitated towards on their own, I don't think, but it's led to some incredible creative projects that have been collaborative among Center of Gravity and GameSpace members. The one that's been the most exciting to me to see was there was a game called Slap Friends that was developed here. Started with Terrence Tolman, John Cesari, who were people who met at the game space. And they decided to make this game with wearable kind of plushy hats as controllers. And all the kind of sewing, textile work, like physical component of it. So they also had these accelerometers. They were like motion controlled. It was a whole deal. It's a very fascinating project that involved both software and hardware and knitting and sewing and all these things together. And that became this massive creative project that also pulled in people from Center of Gravity and went on to a lot of success, has been featured at Game Developers Conference, which is the largest conference for game developers in the world in San Francisco. It was featured very prominently there. It was played by some like game development luminaries on stage in front of a huge crowd. And that was, you know, within our first year or two, like it was very exciting to see. So we're always just trying to create those types of collaborations between the game space and the Center of Gravity.
That sounds like crossing the line between the analog and the digital, bringing the two together in an interesting sort of way, physical objects and digital games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks very much for this interview, Jamie, and best of luck to you in your future projects at Tech Valley Game Space.
Thank you.